Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Rich Taylor about state tax bills, the state budget, a utility reduction bill, and an opioid bill in the legislature. We're past 100 days in the legislative session, past the target date for adjournment. How is the legislature doing on a tax bill?
Well, not very good. From what I've got last Tuesday, I actually got the numbers from the Senate Republicans on what their plan is for our budget for this year, and they still have to... They're quite a ways apart from what the House Republicans have, so they still got to negotiate a figure with them. So I'm saying we're probably at least a couple weeks before we're done.
Do you think the House tax bill will be more likely to pass?
It's going to have to be something closer to the House plan because there's just not any money there to do the Senate plan.
How are talks on the general fund operating budget?
Well, we're still going to be cutting quite a little bit out of all of our services. Our colleges and our community colleges are still going to take a hit. We reduced the spending on those plans on what they called a mid-year cut just about a month ago. We cut several million dollars, I believe $10 million from the Board of Regents for our three major universities, and I believe that funding is still in the appropriations bill for this year, so we're actually going to be funding those at a reduced rate. Pretty unacceptable. It's what it's going to do, and the Board of Regents have already announced it. They're going to have to raise tuitions quite drastically, actually, just in order to stay open. So it's going to cost kids a lot more to go to college than it should. And other plans are also going to be hurting, like our Department of Corrections is going to hurt. Our court systems are going to hurt. Even our economic development, they cut another $10 million out of that. And we'll just have to wait and see what the final plan comes back. I'm hopeful that the House plan won't be quite so drastic.
What is the chance, you think, of the fetal heartbeat bill passing this session?
Well, it already passed through the Senate, so we're just waiting on the House, and that'll probably be one of those bills that they'll negotiate with. You know, there's a lot of bills still hanging out there that could go into the final appropriations bill, even though they don't have anything to do with appropriations. They could be used as bargaining chips for one side or the other to get something else that they want.
I know another big bill that's kind of left hanging is the utility regulation bill, Senate File 2311. How do you think this will affect Iowans if it's passed?
Oh, it'll be drastic. It'll cut most all of our energy programs that are for green energy and for renewable energy in Iowa, and thousands and thousands of jobs would be lost if that bill passes. I'm very hopeful that the House Republicans won't move that forward, but you just never know. I haven't got any indication on that, how they feel about that at this point.
For House File 2377, which combats opioid addiction, how likely do you think that will pass in the Senate?
I believe it will pass if they do bring it forward. I don't know. There's some discussion that it may not even come forward for a vote. I'm very hopeful that it does because it will expand the use of medical cannabis oil, or what I like to say is just medical marijuana, which is something that we have to do. This opioid crisis has gotten out of hand, and the medical marijuana has been proven in many other states to, you know, be a good option to using opioids.
Those are all my questions in case there's anything else you want to add.
Okay, well, I'm just hoping that we get done and we get it done in a responsible manner that doesn't shut down any more programs in Iowa or cuts any more funding. There's just so many areas that we've just underfunded basically to death and we just can't sustain Iowa if we keep going down this road. So I'm hoping that we get some adults in the room and they start talking seriously about what all these budget problems, what kind of problems they're going to cause for Iowans.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with State Senator Rich Taylor. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.